So let us now understand the concepts and the benefits of enterprise management. So in today's parlance, enterprise content management deals with the documented properties of an organization, irrespective of what media that they reside. So we spoke about those. And also it's important to understand what kind of documents or the contents does ECM have to deal with. So remember in the definition we spoke that ECM deals with structured and the unstructured data. So let us understand what are these. So it is said that in a company, 20% of the data is structured, whereas 80% of the data is unstructured. Now, why is that so? And let us understand what are the different unstructured data that we talk about. So the unstructured data could be anything, right? From say a video file to an email to different forms to any executables that are there in the system. Say any web pages, any patches, any images, thumbnails. So these are all forms of unstructured data. So then you would tell me that what is structured data, because even the unstructured data is important to me. So say an email record is as important as any structured data. But then structured data is, say for example, very simple, something that could be stored in a database. Say something which is basically, which has a proper structure to it in the form of rows and columns, right? So you have the concept of say a SQL database and a NoSQL database. So a relational database versus a non-relational database. But then this is still part of the structured data, because it can be categorized or it can, the data can be actually, you know, put in some kind of a database. Whereas the unstructured data, so say for example a lot of manuals, lot of contracts, lot of files. So it is mentioned here, right? So instant messages, right? So we have a lot of chat history. So say someone in an organization who's been using a lot of Skype business. Skype business is basically a collaboration tool which is used in an organization to do an instant messaging, to do a presence analytics and stuff like that. So a lot of chat, right? So where do you save that conversation history? It's basically stored as an audio file. If it's an audio call, or if it's a chat, then it's stored as a text file. So this is still unstructured data, but then it would make all the more business sense. So many times I've seen approvals getting done over a web chat. Now this actually is a very powerful tool, right? So it actually reduces the time for the things to get approved. So what in today's environment, what people are doing is that they capture this chat summary and attach it as a form of approval in the process note, right? So it's really powerful. Rather than waiting for the document to get formally approved and wait for the entire time for which the things get processed, it's a very easy tool to actually process these things. But then mind you, this is still unstructured. So then how do I make business sense out of it? So ECM comes in here. So ECM helps to categorize this data, that is the structured as well as unstructured data, and make the business sense out of it. So since most of the data is unstructured, this data also has to be stored really well. And it has to be stored well so that it can be retrieved when it is needed. So say for example the business approval case that we spoke about, right? Suppose it's not stored properly. Then what is the use when you actually want to retrieve it? So and then during the time of retrieval, there are other things that you have to worry about. So say for example things like versioning of that data. So say you have a lot of picture files. Let us take an example of a manufacturing setup, right? So someone has taken a photograph of a machinery before it had to be repaired, and then the same photograph was taken after the machinery got repaired. But then how do I actually have different versions of these particular photographs, because photographs, as we agreed, that these are unstructured in nature, right? So how do I have the different versions of that photographs so that it makes business sense for me? How do I actually archive those photographs so that they are easy to use when I actually need them? Right, and then who are the users who should have this particular rights of viewing? So should it be subscription based, should it be device based, right? So these are the things that come into picture. Okay, so having seen what the structured and the unstructured data are, and why is it important to store the unstructured data in a proper format so that it is easy to use. Let us now understand the different nitty-gritties in the ECM architecture as such. So the content files stored in the repositories may be in any different file format and created by any different application. So ECM has a role to play, so that say files of a particular nature have to be grouped in a particular order so that it is easy to retrieve. So say things like indexing of those files, right, grouping of those files as per the content. So this is a function of ECM. The document management system should recognize all the different file formats and store them appropriately when the what we discussed, and when the document assesses the proper viewing and editing application is automatically launched on the client computer, right? So the viewing rights, as we said, are really important. So let us consider an example of a Netflix, right? So Netflix has got very stringent viewing rights. So say if a person who is accessing Netflix on device one cannot access it on device two, so it's also device bound. So there could be a number of things like this from an organization perspective. Say for example, if there is a CEO's address which needs to be sent to all the employees, then probably I would want this to be accessed only by employees. So that is one. Even if an employee forwards this that particular email to anyone else, then no one else should be able to use it. So say the employee login credentials or the Active Directory based credentials should be linked with the viewing rights. Or probably whenever I send the URLs of such kind of messages which are say business critical in nature, then I could have a expiry date to it. So say things like pre-signed URLs. So pre-signed URLs are nothing but URLs which would have a fixed time attached to it, and also the who views it. So the viewing, who views it, and till what time can he view it. So these two aspects can be taken care of when we talk about the viewing rights. The third is the ECM applications also manages the versioning of all the documents. So the original stored version, enhancing the versions as in when edited or modified, and the systems have to be designed so that it pulls up the latest version by default. So the system has to be intelligent enough so that only the latest version of the particular file can be viewed for the use. So just to give you an example, so say if I have a file, right, say if I have a presentation which has to go to all the shareholders in a company and I make multiple iterations, but then the previous versions of the files, depending upon how critical that information is to an organization, it also has to be stored. So say if I have version 1 and I overwrite version 1 with some other information, so it becomes version 2 for me. But then at some point in time, if I might want to retrieve version 1, then I should be in a position to do that. So how is it possible? It is possible through something called as versioning, which ECM is a master in playing that role. So the typical product suite or the components that involved in that are involved in an ECM system. So we discussed that there are four major things, right? So one is the document management system, one is the web content management, one is the digital asset management, and the fourth was the enterprise portal management. So if we have to talk about the different subsystems or the different core components of the ECM as such, so document management we spoke about, then there is something called as image processing. So image processing is a part of the capture component, but it's an important subsystem in the ECM framework. Then there is BPM, that is the business process management. So it has got to do with the workflows, the manage component in the definition. And the fourth is the records management. So it would be say the archival system. So again, the banking example where the transactions have to be stored for 7 years, then how the archival system is designed, what is the time to actually archive the data. Fifth is the web content management we spoke about. Then there is the social content, which again a part of the web, but then it's because it's very important, it is listed as a separate component. And there could be certain additional extended components, say something like an enterprise portal, which is important, right? So these could be a part of the extended components. So if we have to look at the core components in a diagrammatic fashion, so you have the collaboration tools. We spoke about the instant messenger, the chat, the audio conferencing. So this is part of the conference management, how these how the different data has to be recorded and how it has to be stored so that it makes business sense. Digital asset management, we spoke about say the Netflix, which has a lot of content which is digital in nature and it's basically asset for the company. How that digital content reaches the end user, what is the security framework, who accesses it, from where, what are the timelines. We spoke about pre-signed URLs, right? So it forms a part of the digital asset management. Then we spoke about records management from a bank's perspective, how the archival system has to be designed. Then there are the different business rules. So these are the workflows and the different points in which the document flows within the organization and what are the different approval systems attached to it. Then there is knowledge management. So say if there's a repetitive use of a particular behavior of the content, then can there be certain knowledge management or can there could be certain things that could be devised so that the information becomes more seamless in nature. There is enterprise search. So say for example, you've archived and you've backed up all your systems. You've used the store component and the preserve component really well, but then how do I search that data so that I get the necessary information with probably say the timelines as well. Web content management we spoke about imaging, how the physical content has to get transferred into a digital medium. We spoke about the document management system and the power that it has to have the entire documents in place and probably, you know, reshaping the way business is done. Right, from analog-based order processing to a digital order processing. And the entire business process management, the workflows around the systems which have to be in place. So ECM is a broad framework as such which encompasses all these components, right? And it helps to make the information more seamless in nature so that the business owners can make use of that particular content. So in this particular diagram, we see that the different strategies that are involved, so say things like the long-term archiving, the process management, the digitization of that entire data, the workflow and the collaboration between the different departments. And what you see is there are two different kinds of data that we spoke about, the structured data and the unstructured data. Although the unstructured data should be more, so that probably, you know, if I have to create a pie diagram, it has to be more. But then from a diagrammatic perspective, let us understand that ECM has to deal with structured as well as the unstructured data, how it processes those in the form of say the digitization, so digitization of records, right? So say the government of India came up with this initiative to have a digital locker for you, right, where you could have your different documents scanned and stored in a form of digital document. So say something like your mark sheets or your Aadhaar cards, your passport, driving license, thing like that. So how is it possible to do that? It is through a content management system. It is through a document management system. It is through a digitization mechanism to convert the physical into digital, right? So ECM then has to play a bigger role into that. So if we talk about organization strategy where everyone is going digital, there are transformation technologies in place to actually decrease the time for the information to flow to the different stakeholders, then ECM as a tool is very important. It plays a pivotal role as far as the digital journey of our organization is concerned. Because the first and the most important thing for our organization when it embarks upon a digital journey is to look inwards. So convert the internal processes from a manual to a digital. That's where ECM comes into picture. That's where document management system comes into picture. That's where the archival system comes into picture. That's where the web content management. So how do I interact with my users and digitize those content? So ECM basically has a bigger role to play in that. So let us understand what are the benefits of a ECM system over a traditional file system. In terms of the earlier file systems that were used, so say only a certain version of a particular document could be stored. But in case of a ECM, the most current version or the latest version can be given to a user. So there were limited access rights, but then in an ECM product, with the help of say the security frameworks and the pre-signed URLs, we discussed that how specific users can be given access. The search for documents were basically very limited, but then because you have a lot of digital processes in place, the search for documents is based on a descriptive information in place. Different formats were maintained as separate files, but here the different files were grouped as far as with helps of the different content that they carry, not just the different file formats. So seamlessly maintains different file formats for the same documents. Search is based on a descriptive nature, as we spoke about. The workflow and the routing is not available at all, so it used the traditional mechanism, whereas here using the proper workflows and the proper mechanisms, the documents can be routed easily. Going forward, content distribution. So the reference document via the file system, paths that don't necessarily reference the latest version, they become invalid, right? So say for example, in an application, you've coded something and you've given the file version to it, but then you've overwritten that file version, so then it really doesn't fit well into that particular application. But in case of a ECM system, a reference document can be done through a dynamically changing URL, so that even if the file location is changed, even if the version is changed, then still the document becomes ready to use. In terms of distribution, sending a document as an attachment, so there are security risks involved, and it unnecessarily increases the disk space. So remember the case of the enterprise portal that we spoke about. So if there is a particular say email that the HR function has to send to the organization, so say if it's a change in the leave policy, then instead of sending a mail which is say 1 MB in size to the entire organization, say which is 10,000 users, it's absolutely absurd, right? It doesn't make any sense. In place of that, what could be done is you could send an email which would say that refer our internal enterprise portal, this is the URL for the latest change in the policy document, and probably you can download it from there. Similarly, say if it's a video address by the CEO to the employees, it could be done in a similar fashion. So the amount of storage which is needed, it also reduces, and if the storage reduces, the cost also reduces. So in case of a ECM, the access rights once set, it can be retained. It could be changed basis the dynamic URLs that we spoke about. The access rights can be modified. It could be changed on the fly basis the nature of the content, right? So all the content of organization that is business information, it has to be securely maintained, and it has to be accessed only by the authorized personnel within the organization. So we spoke about. So the major business benefits are the ease and the reliability of the storage and the retrieval, the distribution of content. So the enterprise content management through ECM software, it's basically a comprehensive solution that handles all types of content in the different forms and stores it into a central location. So we spoke about how the enterprise portal helps to do that, right? Which say for example, if the content is internal in nature, if it's external in nature, then similar tools can be deployed in place. It helps to manage the workflows and the access which is based on authorization. So we said if there is a approval in place, then how a document management system can help to get automation in the entire workflow. Or say if the access is based on only a particular viewing right, then how the login ID or say the Active Directory based logins can be used to authorize the user. The availability of a previous version of a document provides records of changes, including who made the changes. So this is a really important point. ECM will also help to actually see who has accessed that content. So some kind of audit trail is also a part of the ECM solution. So who? So say for example, if I have made a changes to a particular say presentation, then there is a timeline which is attached to it, and there is also the name of the person who has made that change, right? So it will have an audit trail of who has made that change, what the change has been made, right? So it could have an audit trail attached to it. So all the content of an organization, that is business information, has to be secure, maintainedly, as we spoke. So the content server enforces the configurable security policies and the business rules providing the secure and the controlled access to the content. We spoke about those. Reliable access to the archived documents. So the archived documents, so say for example the bank, the 7-year records, they have to be they should actually, you know, provide the archived documents with a certain framework, a certain time interval. So say something like Amazon Web Service. So it uses Glacier, is basically a component in the AWS Web Services. So Glacier is a component which is their archival system, and there are different tools through which the systems or the records can be retrieved. So it could either be a 3 to 5 hours, which is a standard retrieval time, to say a 5 to 12 hours, which is a different retrieval time, to an expedited retrieval, which is say 1 to 5 minutes. So the archival system has to be retrieved with a proper time interval, and it has to be reliable in nature. So it shouldn't be that, you know, once the record is archived, I cannot really retrieve it. Then there is absolutely no use to it. Archive helps to maintain the regulatory and the audit requirement. So we also spoke about the audit trail. So who has made those changes to the existing documents? So these form a part of the audit trails. And the regulatory framework is more to do with storing the document, preserving the document. Reduce the transaction cost by reducing the self-service resource requirements, time to handle, number of touches, lost files, shipping, courier costs. We took example of how the cost can be reduced with taking the example of the enterprise portal, right? And the last is the disaster recovery. So suppose if that content in your primary data center goes, then how a DR gets triggered. So because it's a central system where the files are stored centrally, how the necessary backup has to take place so that, you know, that a proper DR strategy is working in place. So these are the critical components and the benefits of the ECM system as such. So let us now go ahead and look at the different products that are there in the market, how they help in the digital journey of an enterprise, and let us continue our journey.